You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed on Dishin' and Swishin' by our guests and callers are not necessarily those of the host, WSTR Radio, its management, or advertisers. Programming on Dishin' and Swishin' is for entertainment purposes only.
This is Alex Chambers, the WNBA guy on Twitter, and showing some WNBA love. You're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTR Radio.
When Becky came in to New York, she didn't get drafted. She was invited to the camp. We played. That's when Teresa Weatherspoon was there and myself early in the career. And so she was a 1-2 guard. So, you know, Spoon, she's hardcore defense. I'm hardcore defense. You know, Louisiana Tech, we take pride in our defense. So she's coming in, you know, trying to do her little finger rolls, knocking down threes. So, we was pretty physical with her. So we hit her, boom, knock her down, she got back up. Knock her down, she got back up. Knock her down, she got back up. I was in, and we like, looking at each other, we like, damn, she's tough. She's a tough cookie, you know? He's like, all right. So we had an opportunity to talk to Blaze, and she was like, what do you think about these players? And I was like, hey, Becky Hammon, she's a go. She's a tough cookie. She's short, but she's a tough cookie. Because I knocked her down like 4 times, and she got back up. And she didn't, you know, she didn't cry. She didn't, nothing. I said, that's a keeper there. And then she just worked hard, you know. She waited patiently for her opportunity to play, you know. And in that course of waiting on her opportunity to play, she worked on her shooting even more. She worked on her ball handling. She, her defense, passing the ball, you know, just worked on her game, her knowledge of the game. And so when her opportunity came, like, what, 6 years later? Because she really didn't really start playing until, like, 6 years into her career. That's when she started getting, like, because when Spoon and myself and Crystal was there, she was only playing 15 to 20 minutes. And she wasn't that. She came in to make that three or, you know, whatever, but as far as the course of the game, she wasn't really, you know, at that level yet until, like, that 6 year going into that 7 year where she had to take more responsibility. Now Spoon is gone, and now she's the starting one, and now it's me, her, and Crystal that's running the perimeter, you know, and that's when she became, you know, kind of like Becky Hammon. And then when we all left, that's when she really became who she is today, you know. And I think it's just from hard work and dedication to the game, you know, and proving people wrong. And now she's incredible. I mean, when she came to San Antonio and just that year being away from her and she came into San Antonio, she was so much better. Because now she didn't have that security from Becky, myself, or Spoon, or whatever. Now she had to be a leader of a team of her own, and that's what she did. She did a great job in New York by herself, and now she's doing a great job in San Antonio also.
This is David Siegel, the host of the Dishin' and Swishin', the World of Women's Hoops radio show. You can find us each and every Wednesday on www.wstrradio.com. Thanks for following us here on Swish Appeal.